Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What to do with the pitching staff based off of how well Noah Cameron has pitched? And, you know, do you send him right back into AAA? Do you move Michael Lorenzen around? We were trying to figure out what to do, and I think they were as well. And Michael Lorenzen pitches last night. Tonight's Noah Cameron. This all, like a lot of things when it comes to pitching, either injuries, etc., all sorts itself out. Michael Lorenzen last night, 2 2/3 inning pitch, gave up 7 earned, 7 hits, walked one, just 2 strikeouts. He obviously did not have it yesterday, and that's a couple outings in a row now. And so the question of, you know, how effective he is and trade value and all that, well, the trade value thing, well, what's the trade value anyway at this point? So I think this is a pretty simple solution at this point in time. You move him to the bullpen, you allow Noah Cameron to keep pitching. Where it gets complicated is, let's say Noah Cameron gets rocked tonight, then you're like, well, okay,
now
well,
what?
But if Noah Cameron pitches really well again tonight, then this should be fairly simple. Michael Lorenzen absolutely can help this team in the bullpen. I disagree with the notion that, like, went from the idea of, like, oh, you don't want to do it because you could get trade for him, to now, like, people don't think he's worth being on the staff. That's crazy. But bullpen? Yeah, I think that's the move. You move him to the bullpen if Noah Cameron pitches well tonight.
I, like most people, when you have a lot of good pitching, want it to be a difficult decision, right? I wanted Michael Lorenzen to make this hard to decide which way to go. His last 4 starts, 2 2/3 last night, he gave up 7 earned runs. In a game they won, thankfully. He went 5 innings and allowed 6 earned runs to start before that. He went 4 2/3 and only allowed 2 earned runs, but his pitch count got out of control, so he only went 4 2/3. And then the start before that, he went 7 1/3, but also allowed 4 earned runs. I'm sorry. You cannot call up Jack Caglione. Tell me that you are doing these things to take advantage of where you are, saying you're about winning now, risking super to whatever. You can't do all of that gold. And then after tonight, tell me that the next start between these two shouldn't or will end up being Noah Cameron. This is a layup now. I'm sorry. This is just a layup.
No, I think it got way easier.
I just, like, before, I thought it was a decision goal. I thought we were going to have to, like, come on here and go back and forth and be like, no, here's the pro, here's the con. Does it make sense? What should they do? Do they stash Cameron in case, you know, because Cole Reagans has had some injury trouble this year a little bit. He's been very effective when he does pitch. But, you know, and Lugo had the little thing flare up. So, you know, do you risk it? Do you stash? No. No, Cameron has to start. And if you got to stretch out Michael Lorenzen somewhere down the road, well, then you got to stretch out Michael Lorenzen down the road. Or it goes to Kyle Wright, who is now transferred from AAA or from AA to AAA as a part of his rehab assignment. And now he's your safety net as a starting pitcher for a guy who is stretched out instead of Michael Lorenzen. Lorenzen's been an effective bullpen guy before. He's been an effective swing guy before. Why can't he just go back to that role? They've gotten their value out of Lorenzen already. He's been a very good pitcher for them. I just think that Noah Cameron should start.
Yeah, you know, this is the situation that I think at some point when you have a fifth starter, you wonder, okay, how long can the success that you had at the beginning of the season, how long can that last? I mean, because you look early on this year, I mean, he had a six-inning outing where he gave up just one earned run. He had, in fact, in the month of April, he had three outings where he went at least six innings and gave up one run. So he was stellar. But then you see the calendar flip to May, 4 2/3, five earned runs given up. He did have a seven-inning outing on May 9th against Boston, where he pitched seven innings, didn't give up a single run. But his last three outings, 7 1/3, four runs, 4 2/3, two runs, five innings, six earned. And then last night, as we mentioned, 2 2/3, seven earned runs. So this is two outings in a row where it's been six or more. That is now four outings in a row where it's been shaky, to say the least. He didn't even go deep in that game against the Giants, despite it was two earned runs, but his pitch count already ballooned up to 97, 4 2/3.
He didn't even make it through five innings in that one.
So it's obviously teetered in a completely different direction than where he was in the month of April. And I think they're going to end up moving to the bullpen after tonight.
I don't even care if Noah Cameron gets rocked. He should still be the starter. Gold, if he does the exact same thing as Noah Cameron tonight, he goes 2 2/3 and allows seven. Okay, so but his other four starts before this are 6 1/3, 6 1/3, 6 2/3, and 6 1/3, and he's allowed three total earned runs. One is still the hotter pitcher, and I guess part of this is like we talk sometimes in baseball, like they can't just reverse decisions if this goes poorly. It's like they can't ever let Michael Lorenzen pitch again. No, I think it's fine, and I think Michael Lorenzen could be an effective bullpen piece, and I like the stretch guy and a guy who can go multiple innings. And you know, that has been Daniel Lynch, but I got to be honest, I think he might have to miss a couple of games if he's got a giant welt on his hand. They said last night they're not worried about it being broken or anything, but Daniel Lynch has been your long man, and Daniel Lynch might need a couple of days off. So Michael Lorenzen would typically throw a side of 20 or 30 pitches. He could pitch in the bullpen two nights from now and be available to your team. I will say they need a little bit of depth tonight because they had to go 6 1/3 out of the bullpen last night. So they could actually use Noah Cameron to... they could use Noah Cameron to maybe get a little distance tonight, don't you think? I honestly thought this was going to be a harder decision. I thought the Royals, if you'd asked me 2 weeks ago, you'd be like, what ends up happening? Or a week ago, I'd have said, what ends up happening is they send Noah Cameron down, just like they did the last time that he made a start for somebody and pitched great and almost threw a no-hitter, and they sent him down, and they'll call him back up when they need him because he's pitched so well and the Lorenzen struggled so much. I don't even know if it's up for debate.
Yeah, that's one of those scenarios that it truly... Anytime you start to have the conversation like, oh, how are they going to handle this certain spot? Usually it just in pitching specifically, it all usually works itself out. It doesn't always mean it's the best case scenario, but somebody starts to not perform as well. Somebody else goes and pitches extremely well, or somebody gets hurt. I mean, this is the kind of it usually works itself out. We talk about trade possibilities later on in the year. All that stuff usually works itself out. And the Royals a week or two ago, when we first started talking about their options with this, at that point in time, they didn't need to make a decision. And now the decision, I think, has kind of been made for them based off of performance from their own players. And that makes it easier. Not that it, you know, I'm sure if you're Michael Lorenzen, obviously you want to be in the pit. You want to be in the starting rotation still. But as you mentioned, he's moved back and forth before. So him going to the bullpen, it's a role that I don't, you know, he's a vet, right? You're not messing with a young pitcher's confidence or something like that. This is a guy that's been in the league for a very long time.
As a starter, he is 33-37 with a 4.27 ERA and 564 2/3 innings pitched. As a reliever, he's 17-13 with a 3.76 ERA and 354 innings. There is a difference. There's not a massive difference, but there's about a half an ERA difference, Gold, between him as a starter and him as a reliever.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.